Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Not only will the saved be resurrected, the lost will also be resurrected. So there's no denying, not just of saved people, we find there will be a resurrection of the unjust. Jesus talked about that during his personal ministry, resurrection of the just, resurrection of the unjust. And the resurrection of the unjust will be at the great white throne judgment we read in Revelation chapter number 20. And we'll look a little bit of that this morning in my morning message, but mainly next week as I look at these resurrections that he's talking about. So everybody who's ever lived from the time of Adam to the last person who will ever die, they will receive a resurrected body, saved and lost. That's the point. And Paul's trying to make that point. There is going to be a resurrection. Jesus said, both of the saved and of the lost. There's no denying it because of the witnesses that saw Christ and the preaching in verse number 17. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are still in your sins. Now, verse number 18. Then they which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Your loved ones. Notice the word, the phrase fallen asleep. That is a New Testament term. We see it not just in 1 Corinthians, but other ones that are talking about. Remember Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus. My brother Lazarus is dead. No, he's not dead. What do you mean he ain't dead? He's been in that tomb 4 days and he stinks. No, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's asleep. He's at rest. Okay. That was a New Testament term. You don't see that really in the Old Testament. It's a New Testament term, sleep in Christ. And the thought of asleep in Christ, it does not mean it's some kind of soul sleep, as some denominations would teach. It literally means that they're at peace and they're at rest, okay? That they're in the presence of the Lord now, when Paul is writing this, that they are at rest with the Lord, separated from their body, but yet their soul and their spirit is with the Lord. That's the thought here. When he says, those who have fallen asleep, your loved ones who've died. And that's a term, you'll never find that term for a lost person, fallen asleep. Anytime that's used in Scripture, it always refers to a saved person, not to a lost person. Because a lost person, when they die, they're not sleeping, they're not resting in a sweet rest. What's happening with them? They're in hell. Remember the story of rich man and Lazarus. He lifts up his eyes and he's in hell. And Father Abraham, send Lazarus over here. Let he just dip his finger in a cup of cold water. He could put it on my tongue. Just a drip of water kind of help me out, you know, quench my thirst. And no, and hell is a real place. There is no, they're not at rest there. And so it refers to their loved ones who have died in the Lord. If there is no resurrection, then the dead in Christ are gone forever. The promises of a resurrection gives believers joy and hope. But if there be no resurrection, then there is ultimate, complete destruction of man. And because of that, there is no resurrection if they believe that. But the Bible tells us different in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I think it's chapter number 4. Then we which alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. In other words, the Lord will bring with him the dead in Christ. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So we see the truth of the resurrection of our loved ones, the dead in Christ, the ones who are fallen asleep. They will receive a resurrected body, a glorified body. And Paul makes that so clear in verse number 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ, their perish. So I think now you get the idea what Paul's doing here. They did believe that Christ resurrected from the dead. But man, they struggled about us, our family members. So he brings it all to conclusion in verse number 19. Actually, verse number 20 makes that same, but in verse number 19, if in this life, right now, you're 70 years in life or whatever God gives you, we have hope in Christ. if this is all there is, we are, of all men, most miserable. What a statement. The word miserable here means pitied. People ought to feel sorry for us because we live our whole life. It's all about Christ. And if this all it is about Christ, and there's no afterlife, there is no resurrection, our whole life was we lived it in vain. And we ought to be pitied. That literally, the whole Christian life is a pitiful Christian joke. Let me repeat that. If we don't have hope, then this Sunday morning, our worship service, getting up in the morning, putting on our clothes, coming to early to Bible study, when we could have slept in, coming to church, singing songs, giving our offerings unto the Lord, what a joke. We could have used it for ourselves. We could have bought a nicer car, a better home, a bigger boat. I'm just being facetious. You get the idea. Newer phones, newer computers. Instead, we gave it to a Lord who's dead. So we ought to be miserable. People ought to pity us if there is no resurrection. Don't you know that hit home? Because these Corinthian believers, not only did they have struggling to believe this thing about resurrection, they were coming to church, obviously. They're worshiping, probably giving their offerings, because we're going to see in chapter number 16 this thing about giving, offerings and all. But fellas, if it ain't so, you're a pitiful group. So what are you saying here? If there is no resurrection and we don't have anything, something to look forward to, why should we hassle with all the problems in being a Christian? And by the way, being a Christian is not a rose garden. Remember that song, Tammy Wynette or somebody said, sing. Who? Oh, that was before my time. That was your time. I beg your pardon. I never promised you. Was that Lynn Anderson? Okay, I don't remember who that was. Anyway, I just remember the song. Okay? When we get saved, he does not promise us a rose garden. He promises to carry a cross, persecution, tribulation. I read yesterday in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul talked about all the persecution, chapter number 11, I think it was. 2 Corinthians, chapter says about being shipwrecked and beaten. Who would want to do that? Being stoned there at Lystra in the sea for 3 days, whatever it was, I forget that. He had a whole list. And I love, you know what, the very last thing he listed after he talked about the wild, all these things, the very last thing he said, and above all that was the care of the churches. I chuckled yesterday when I read that. He said, above all that was the care of those churches. Paul is saying, you know, you churches give me more troubles than those wild beasts and those persecutions and the tribulations. The people of the church at Corinth, and you church members give me a lot of problems. That's what Paul was saying. I had to struggle with that. I mean, I chuckle with that because I told you last week or two, I had my beautiful white hair and y'all gave this to me. Growing up, it was pretty and blonde, and then it turned a little auburn. And then my hairs turned white and gray. Of course, I know it's old age. I'm just joking. But Paul talked about, above all that, the care of the churches. And that's what Paul is saying here, that we are to be all most... Here, I gave my life to Christ. That's why he said we. I sacrificed my whole life for Christ. I was a Hebrew, the Hebrew of Pharisees. Matter of fact, he came from a wealthy family. He went to the University of Florida. I know, I ain't going to go no far of that because I'm done. He got the greatest education of the day. And back then, they didn't have government subsidies they have. You know, you had to pay for it. He literally, Gamaliel, those great teachers, somebody paid for that. Well, parents paid for it. Anyway, that's a long story. Well, why should we hassle with all the problems of being a Christian if this is all there is in life? Let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we have died. Maybe we may die. We have placed all of our hope and faith in a falsehood, a lie, if there is no resurrection.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.